Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz. This is episode 83 for June 14th, 2006. The Kingston Data Traveler. The Daily GizWiz is brought to you by Retail Careers at T-Mobile. Find your calling at T-Mobile.com/jobs. And now, get ready for Dick.
I just rub my hands with glee when I see the phone ring and it says on the phone, it's that Dick guy again. Dick DiBartolo, Mads Maddest Writer. I get so excited. Actually, it doesn't say, it's that Dick guy again. It just says, Dick's calling. Here he is with his latest gadget of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Giz Whiz.
Hey, how you doing? You know, where do you buy glee?
Glee? At the Glee store.
At the Glee store.
Yeah, and they have the big warehouse stores. You can go to the Glee Club, and you get it. And you get it in big shrink wrapped six packs. So,
I just found a place called Glee R Us because I want to rub my entire body with Glee.
Glee, Glee. That would be a good product if you could think of what it would be. Maybe it's glitter or I don't know. Glee.
Glee. Let's Glee. Copyright it. Yeah. Let's get that website before any of our listeners do.
With Glee, we could get Catherine Zeta-Jones to do the ads. I wouldn't leave the home without Glee all over me.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a good thing you're not in copywriting.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Catherine Zeta-Jones was so happy to leave the home with her body rubbed with blank.
Right. That's right. No.
That's a match.
She liked to rub glee on her blank.
Hey, I was meaning to ask you, I don't know if you saw this, but the networks have kind of resurrected all these old games with Ricky Lee. What's her name?
Ricky
Lake. That's it.
Right.
Hosting and Match Game is one of the games. Did they call you and say, hey, Dick, we need some old questions?
No. Wait, is it doing a special on?
It's a new reality show. I think it's a summer replacement, and they're going to use celebrities.
Right.
It's Ricky Lake. Let me see if I can find the name. I'm sure if I search for Ricky Lake.
No, it's funny because I just got an email yesterday from the Game Show Network that they're doing a documentary on the Match Game.
You're kidding.
And they would like to interview me to talk about the early days.
Oh, how neat.
No, yeah, but the thing you're talking about is...
It's called the Game Show Marathon. It's on CBS. And idea is they're going to have a half a dozen celebrities, and they do all these games. The Price is Right, the Match Game, Let's Make a Deal.
Not with one person hosting all these
all
things.
All of them. One show with all of the games in it.
Oh, I see. So like the winner of one game will go on to the next game?
Yeah, they play all these classic game shows. So I saw the Let's Make a Deal, and it was the funniest thing in the world to see these celebrities dressed in the, because remember at Let's Make a Deal, they had to sit in the audience dressed in costumes.
How I got on Screensavers.
Yes.
Well, remember, I went out dressed as a transistor. And you were the only person who said, what's that transistor doing in the audience?
I said, there's something strange about our audience tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Do you still have that transistor costume?
I do. I forgot to bring it up. I was going to wear it on Call for Help. Oh, you know what? I know we're not getting to our gadgets so quickly, but tell me about Google and Call for Help. I was on your website.
We're going to start selling Google Video Call for Help, 99 cents. So the ones that you did will be on. Now apparently there's some server issue that they haven't resolved yet.
Okay.
But by the time you hear this, they may have resolved it. So I shouldn't even say anything in case it's okay by now. But if you go to callforhelptv.com, there'll be a link to the Google Video page. And so the idea is they're going to get they'll catch, the current shows and all the shows you were on, for instance, but they're going to catch up. We've done over 300 shows in Canada. So all of those will be available eventually.
This is new, right? Google TV?
Yeah. Video.google.com. And, they went with Google because, first of all, you can do it without copy protection. We were able to set a price lower than anybody else would allow us to do. It's a little more flexible. So, I help people down. It's only the U.S. because you can see the show in Canada.
Yeah, I think that's great. And also, Mohit, one of your producers.
Yeah,
he used to charge me $8 to see the show.
So this is much better.
So this is
you
much
can actually
better.
Download
now
it.
I can do the show, pay my own expenses in my own airfare, my own hotel, and just pay 99 cents.
Isn't
to see
that a
what
great deal?
Yes, the deal, Leo. The deal gets better. I can't wait till the fall.
But we let you keep your Continental frequent flyer mile points.
That's true.
We wouldn't take those.
Although they did ask if it would be okay if they gave me a different account number, but I said I don't think so.
What is our gadget for
our
today?
My gadget of the day is from Kingston, and it's the Data Traveler 2 Plus, which you know a little about because I did it on Call for Help.
I'm trying to remember
it's
now.
It's a 4 gigabyte USB drive.
Yeah. Wow.
But what makes it different is the MIGO software that lets you sync with multiple computers. So what you do is you put it in your computer at home, and it will download your Outlook emails and settings, your favorite places on the internet. It will download your documents. It will even download the photo you've picked for your wallpaper or your screensaver. And then when you go to a new computer, say at the office or you're visiting someone and you plug it in, a little icon will come up and say, do you want the desktop of the host computer or do you want your own computer?
I think that's so cool.
It is cool.
What a great idea.
And up comes your computer desktop the way you know it. Now, it obviously can't copy whole programs because of copyright, and it's 4 gigabytes. But then that way, everything you work on this other computer, you're working from
the
Traveler 2 Plus.
All your settings come with you. I think that's just
all
a
your settings
great
come
idea.
With you. And when you leave nothing on the host computer. And it's just coming out. It's $220 suggested retail. And there are some smaller versions. I think there was a 1 gigabyte and a 2 gigabyte.
You probably don't need the 4 gigabyte. I mean, you could probably get the lesser one as long as it comes with that MIGO software, because that's what you really want.
The MIGO software is the key. And it's from Kingston. And I found that letter I mentioned yesterday.
Oh, you mean this is where I'm in trouble?
No, you're not in trouble.
Yeah,
you're not in trouble.
All right,
it's the famous, it's now famous in the annals of podcasting.
Oh, no.
We call it the hard drive enclosure debacle. Remember?
Yes, where I mocked
there
you.
There was that long pause.
I mocked you.
That was one of the funniest things I ever heard. I said, Leo, today we're talking about the CompUSA hard drive enclosure. And this is a long pause. And he goes, this is it?
This is your gadget? This is your gadget?
Okay. Dick, I was listening to the podcast about the CompUSA hard drive enclosure.
Oh, here it comes.
Been in internet in information technology for 20 years. I almost skipped the podcast with comments similar to Leo's comment, that's it. But I listened anyway because you guys kill me.
I'm glad I... Well, I don't feel too bad. So it wasn't like a revelation to him. He didn't
Wait, no, this is not the end. This is not bailout time, Leo.
I'm ready to.
I listened because all the years I've been doing this, it never crossed my mind to have an external hard drive for data recovery. I always kept an old PC on my bench, and if a client PC died, I would take out the hard disk and bring it back to the lab.
This is a much easier way to do it, actually.
Yeah, now I just drop an empty enclosure in the trunk, and I recover the data on site. I've obviously been doing this too long to notice such a simple solution. Thank you. And I think thank you. I think implied is thank you, Dick. I don't think it's thank you, Leo.
Up yours,
right. It's in the email, but it's written in pencil.
Let's not editorialize here. He agreed with me at first.
At first. But then he... Learn something. We learned about Glee, and now we learned about this.
We have learned so much.
We have learned so much.
And, 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 you, we, know, Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say we learned about the data travel at 2+ from Kingston.
From Kingston, which I think, and the Migo software, which I think is a very
good idea. Software. Is there anything else we should learn about before we go?
I would like you to learn about retail careers at T-Mobile as a matter of fact. I can hear you're rubbing your hands with glee right now. Can you wait till after the podcast?
No, because when you said T-Mobile, the glee, I could not stop the glee.
I wonder if Michael Douglas knows about Catherine Zeta-Jones and the glee. I wonder, you know? T-Mobile has great opportunities for you. Of course, we know T-Mobile is a great cell phone carrier. In fact, they're my personal company because of the great phones, among other things. But they also offer, and I've always liked this about them, really great service personnel. Their retail stores are fantastic. If you like gadgets, you like working with people, you like good commissions, and you're willing to work hard and for a great full career path, I think you should check out T-Mobile Jobs. T-Mobile.com/jobs. The great folks at T-Mobile have some great jobs for you. Retail careers at T-Mobile, T-Mobile.com/jobs. You can find more about the Daily Gizwiz online at the website dailygizwiz.com. That's where Dick's What the Heck Is It contest is. And Dick's going to start putting up emails from fans who like him better than me.
Start?
What?
Did you say start putting them up?
You've been doing this all along?
Oh, what are you kidding?
Oh,
right. That's why there's no more gadgets on my website. It's just fan mail praising me and trashing you.
Great.
When I come up to call for help, you put me down.
I do not put you down.
That was so funny.
What did I do?
We were talking about the Panther Vision cap.
Yes.
The one said,
yes.
What Dick is trying to say is Panther.
Oh, Panther.
Panther. And I said, that's right, humiliate me. And you said, I'm not humiliating. I'm merely translating.
Well, you know, it's funny because we're on in Australia, and one of the things the Australians say, I say, well, you know, because the Australian accent can sometimes be really tough for me to understand, especially on the satellite phones. And I said, do you have a hard time understanding us? They say, no, because the accent that you have, you pronounce every letter and syllable. And most other accents, you're dropping stuff like Pantha instead of Panther. So I don't know where I'm going with this.
Yeah, neither do I. Okay. So basically, Brooklynites will do well in Australia. Is that what
exactly?
That what you're saying?
It's not
okay,
so
good.
Very far apart.
It's not that far apart.
Not at all.
Okay.
Oh boy.
This has been a very learning experience.
We learned a lot.
Tons.
I learned a little humility, and that goes quite a long way, actually. Thank you, Dick. We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, buddy. I'll be here.